It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's have a conversation.
Brian, a football decision was made in the Meadowlands.
Okay. And I saw it was breaking news.
The Giants, shockingly, are going to bench Daniel Jones.
And were you shocked?
No.
Okay.
He stinks.
is true, Jay.
But there's a little bit more to it.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets hurt,
they owe him $29
million. Yeah.
And so when they mentioned that last week, and I think we discussed that, when they started talking about his injury settlement, I knew he was on his way to the bench.
You saw this happen last year in Denver.
Supposed to get hurt in practice, though. Doesn't make a difference when you get hurt.
Stop practicing him. I don't know. I mean, I imagine they'll just shut him down, right?
Shut him down, but... So you got DeVito and the other kid there. So he
Drew Lock. Are you surprised they're going to DeVito?
No, because at least DeVito is a cult like following. He has a cult following where they still would get people showing up. Drew Lock, when he starts to show how bad he is, they won't show up at all.
Correct. And guess what that means? While everybody's eating mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes and turkey and vegetables and rolls and gravy, whatever it is you're into on Thanksgiving, the prime heart of the Thanksgiving day. What time, assuming you're at home, what time do you and the family sit down for Thanksgiving?
Around 3-ish, 2-7, 3-ish.
I feel like most of America.
Because I'm feeling good by that time, too.
Kind of eats between like 3 and 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Right? Like, kind of that's the zone where you eat your dinner on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know what, Jay? After you said that, we're normally about 4:30.
Okay. Somewhere in there. Yeah, it's like it's not like a dinner because you kind of do an early afternoon and then maybe you make another plate late night. Mm-hmm. That's where I thrive. The heart of American Thanksgiving, Giants Cowboys. Next Thursday, 4:30.
A stink fest.
The 2-8 Giants against the 3-6 Cowboys. Your quarterbacks for that game, assuming nothing changes between now and then, would be Cooper Rush versus Tommy DeVito.
Mm.
That
might be a better matchup than what we had prior.
That's a tough L.
I'll be honest with you.
I don't know who's showing. I'm guessing Fox. I don't know. But the three Thanksgiving games right now, Bears-Lions, which looks at least – that's the best team we'll see on Thanksgiving is going to be the Lions. Mm. Then the Giants-Cowboys snooze fest. Help yourself to extra tryptophan. And then the night game is Dolphins-Packers. Dolphins all of a sudden showing something. They got Tua back. Like, when they're healthy, they're good. They just had too long of a stretch. Pack looked pretty good. Did you happen to see any or watch any highlights of Bears-Packers over the weekend?
No.
The Bears got to fire this coach. And I guess there's a long time thing in Chicago that they don't fire guys in season. They had the lead. They kind of dominated this thing. Got all the way down. What Eberflus does in late situational football is just really bad.
Mm-hmm.
They had a timeout, and rather than try to advance the football a little bit, they were willing to kick like a 48-yarder. And I guess the book on this kid, according to the Packers players after the game, the book on Bears kicker Cairo Santos is, it was kind of similar to Seibert honestly, that he's really accurate, but the leg's not super long.
Yeah.
So when you have to go deep, it's going to come out low. And when it comes out low, you can block that thing.
Yeah.
Sure enough, they blocked it for a game winner. Mm. That's why I'm not, like, try to get more yards so the dude doesn't have to get it on that low trajectory. Bears are now 4-6. Caleb Williams did have a pretty good bounce back game. This was kind of a dog of a game, honestly. Jordan Love threw 17 passes. There wasn't a whole lot of action. The Packers' offense, it's almost astounding that they were able to put up 360 yards of offense. They only had 5 third downs.
Yeah.
Jordan Love hit a bunch of bombs, but not much
else.
Kind of
sound like another team that wear green, didn't have a lot of first down.
Yeah. Listen to this, B. To lose a game with this type of stat, the Bears had possessed the football in this game for 36 minutes.
Wow.
And lost 20-19.
But they don't get in the end zone a lot.
Mm-mm.
So that's their problem right
now. They had a touchdown yesterday. DeAndre Swift broke one in on the ground, I believe, unless they had a defensive score, but I don't believe that's the case. So as this NFC playoff picture is kind of coming to fruition a bit, I mean, both sides, really. Obviously, there's a lot of football left. Let me ask you a series of questions, Brian.
Okay.
There's a lot of football left. There's 6 games left. Some teams have 7 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Who's winning the AFC North?
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can give you the exact standings if you want them.
Give them to me.
Steelers are 8-2. Ravens are 7-4. This is crazy. The Ravens have already played 4 division games. They're 2-2 in the division. Mm-hmm. The Steelers, that was only their first division game. They're 1-0.
Okay.
And the Steelers now have a Thursday nighter division game in Cleveland. Take the points, Landfill.
Take the points.
Who's winning the AFC North? Steelers or Ravens? Or feel free to take the Bengals or the Browns.
Well, at this point, Steelers have the upper hand. They just beat them. They got to play the Steelers again, and they seem to have problems with the Steelers. This time it's going to be in Baltimore, though.
Yeah. The Steelers tend to have problems with the Browns.
You know what? I think it's a resurgence here because, listen, man, we all felt, why go away from Fields? And I say Russ has the experience. Russ is not putting up 300 yards, but Russ is hitting the right passes when he needs to. That moon ball, whatever the hell they want to call it, it's a fade route.
Yeah, I don't know if moon ball is the preferred nomenclature all of a sudden.
I think it's going to be a Steelers.
I kind of do, too.
You got coaching up there.
Yeah.
And now you have a guy who, if he could just turn back the clock, he's as good as any quarterback out there.
Well, we're going to do who's cooked in a minute, but there is also a factor in Baltimore that has not been a factor in a very, very long time. We'll get to that.
Because
I got another question for you. Who's winning the NFC West? I'll give you the standings. Arizona, 6-4.
Uh-huh.
The Rams, the Seahawks, and the Niners are all 5-5. It looked like the Niners had one in the bag at home
and
yesterday.
They lost.
That game yesterday by Seattle felt really telling in a number of ways to me, but most importantly to me, I don't know that they will maintain the patience required, but Mike McDonald is a dude, and they've got something there if they're going to let him build. He's a young guy. That defense plays hard and smart.
But see, I keep hearing about how good San Fran is since Christian is back. And they still got other injuries there. I think they've dug a hole too big to come back.
It's only a game, though.
Yeah, I understand, but still. You got teams that you're going to be playing that you let slip by on a win.
Here's what's kind of remarkable for the Niners. So they're 5-5, but in the division, they're 1-3. And when the jumble is that jumbled, the division record's going to probably make a tiebreaker.
It's going to matter.
And the Cardinals, who nobody talks about, myself included, are now 6-4. Mm-hmm. And I think they are 3-0 they're 2-0 in the division. So that's just like a big advantage for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm going either the Cardinals or the Seahawks. It's going to be a bird.
I like that. We're taking the bird. I kind of, the Rams, I think, are in it. They're all right there, but that's a weird, jumbled up division, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look at one other result from yesterday, I thought you might enjoy if I pointed this out, Brian. The Jets lost at home to the Indianapolis Colts.
And they got their first down came like damn near second quarter, late second quarter, early third quarter.
The Jets are now 3-8.
And they blame everybody but A-Rod.
I saw some A-Rod commentary after the game. You'll be shocked to know he's not necessarily blaming himself.
Oh, no. It can't be his fault. He has nothing to do with the fact that his offense can't really consistently score. None of that. Nothing to do with it.
I gave out a winner that, sadly, I don't think a sports book is actually taking this bet. But when the Jets season concludes in early January, I've guaranteed this for months. There's no chance Aaron Rodgers is on that field. And I would venture so far that he won't even be in the stadium. Like, this dude is going to check out. They play the Miami Dolphins Sunday, January 5th at the Meadowlands at 1 o'clock. A-Rod will not be there. I promise you this. He was asked yesterday after the loss to Anthony Richardson, by the way, who actually looked pretty good. But
he seems to have gotten the message.
He was asked.
He won't check himself out another game, I promise you that.
What a joke that was. A-Rod, how he's going to find the motivation for the rest of the season. I'm in my 20th year, so I've figured out a way to do this for a long time, so you just got to remember why you fell in love with this game. This will definitely be a week to clear all of our heads and come back and stick together.
He didn't answer the question.
Well, reading that versus watching him say it looked wildly different, man.
Mm.
He looked like a dude that is Q-U-I-T quit. We shall see. Joe B. joins us at 11. Up next, who's cooked?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.